economic argument is that inefficiency anywhere in the world, in a global shrinking world, affects efficiency anywhere else. That you cannot have in the Western world the living standards which you are now used to, which you are not accustomed to, too long, if 2/3 or 1/3 of the world lags behind. The sooner or later catches up with you. After all, you depend on the rest of the world for resources, raw materials, market, and trade. Now, if the rest of the world, 1/3, 2/3, just continues to be undeveloped, you cannot maintain the living standard for too long. So the economic argument has been there for too long, but somehow it doesn't, when it comes to policy making, public opinion, it's not cutting ice. Now, the other side, the younger people, the younger generation, or to the extent I can understand, are not so much consumed by consumerism. Okay. Now, idealism is pretty much dissipating, if not vanishing, in this I call the grown-up generation. But idealism is still there to some extent in the younger generation. But therefore, if you want to build a constituency for international development cooperation, you must also shift the focus, not completely ignore, not completely sidestep, but broaden the base from the what I call the grown-ups to the younger people who are going to college and who are going to university and who are searching for a meaning in their life. There is, as you know, younger generation, more than adults, there is a certain amount of, they feel a void inside. Okay, I have a good life. I can afford the good things of life. But what does it all mean? So you must somehow tap that unrest, that quest for meaning to this idea of helping those in need. If you can bring the two together, their quest for meaning and the need to shift part of the developed countries, wealth and resource to developing countries, then I think you can build what I call the critical mass for change.